This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
To focus on today, this is the Doug Steffen Good Day program. I'm Doug. Jay Kirshner is along with me with questions and answers, things that are funny, things that are serious. This is kind of funny. This is from the Enough is Enough department, I think. Jay, this is the story of a father who went viral for a text telling his family that he couldn't keep up with the steady stream of messages in their group chat. Sounds like what we were talking about with Kelly and her husband in A Manner of Speaking. So Allison D'Orazio sharing a screenshot of a text her father, Thomas, sent to their family explaining he couldn't handle the pressure of interacting with their every text.
I know. Do I really have to like an LOL every single thing that people text? We're family. I'm supposed to not have to be a part of this. Because I feel like most of us can agree. Yeah. I'm in a family chat. We have a couple different ones where it's just my mom, my sister, and I. And then one that includes our husbands. One that includes my two nieces as well. But
well, your father's out, though. He's not a part of it.
I know he's in it. He's the one that texts the most. But there are times where we're part, like I am part of a group text that it's not my family. It's just somebody that wants to give out quick information rather than text everybody. They will text a group and they will even specify, this is just informational. If you have questions, text me separately. Don't text the group. And you will have people that just keep texting. And it's people you don't even know. There are all these numbers that you don't even know. And they're just texting. And all of a sudden you're like, how do I get off of this chain that is blowing up my phone for the next 3 days?
Mm-hmm. All right, is it? Can you ignore it? That'd be my way of just deleting it.
Yeah, yeah.
Ignoring it, delete it.
Yeah, you can block it and everything. But this dad, he was just like, consider everything else you do in life liked, loved, LOL'd, all good.
That's crazy.
I think it's great. Leave me off of this.
Yeah, leave me alone if you love me. Okay, some good news about a wonderful family that adopted an elderly neighbor, calling this man an honorary grandpa for heartwarming moments. Moved from Texas to the East Coast. This family adopted a neighborhood senior who jumped in when they moved into the neighborhood to welcome them. 82-year-old Paul Callahan brought the Carabello family some warmth and sunshine and love. And so the family's bonded. The youngsters, there are eight. Am I got this right? They have the eight youngsters in this family. Woo-wee. This fellow, his wife passed away, I guess, a few years ago, and he's looking for months. So was it just months ago?
Yeah. 6 months ago. Not 6 months ago, but 6 months before the family moved to the neighborhood.
Okay.
So he was still, I think we can call that freshly widowed.
Yeah, right. So under the circumstances, he had time. He had his ability to, to teach youngsters. I've found that to be the case. I'm teaching my grandchildren a lot of things that are practical. That maybe their fathers know something about, maybe they don't. But it's different coming from the grandfather than it is from the father. It just is. Like grandmothers and mothers, it's a whole different thing. Because there isn't the pressure on the grandparents to make sure that it's all right. Except it is usually all right. I know that I'm very conscious of my role with my two grandsons. And I can feel it coming back to me, especially with Miles, who's now... He'll be nine in December. He's very observant, and he loves the things that he can do with me. And I love the way he just kind of dances around when I show up. Gramps, what are we going to do? So that's a good, that's a wonderful thing for both that fellow who's 82 and the neighbors.
Well, and it's also a reminder to check on your neighbors who are older and do live alone. And because some people don't have any family, not only around them or near them, but period. Some people are truly alone. And it just, I think a lot of people, they need that camaraderie. They need that human interaction.
Yep. Here's something you will identify with for sure.
Many of you, as was the case with me when my children were younger, got frustrated when they didn't do what they were asked to do. I was one of these people because I grew up on the farm. Chores on the farm are part of everyday life. And so if you don't do your chores, you're in a heap of trouble. Well, so today, there are many families who give their children responsibility, and there's a lot of people who do a good job of getting their children to do that, and some are not. So here's the story of one couple aggravated with their children's lack of keeping their rooms tidy. They shared a solution on social media. The mother writes, "My children haven't cleaned their bathroom like they were supposed to. I decided to leave a note under a rag they left on the floor. Let's see if they find it. It's been a week already." Apparently, yeah, they weren't having much luck. So there's a photo that they posted with a story about their children. The parents wrote a note that says,
"They're
congratulations.
$50, yeah.
Yeah, right. If you're reading this, you got $50. But here's the catch," the note continues. "However many days have passed since the date at the top will be subtracted from the pot." And so there are a lot of people who were looking at this on social media and saying, not only praising it, but also sharing situations where they posted their events, this kind of thing, with their own families. Here's one note that reads, "Once when we sent our son off to Boy Scout camp, I wrapped a $20 bill around his toothbrush before he left and didn't tell him about it. When he got back, I asked if he found the money. He said, 'What money?'"
Oh, no.
Right, there you go. "When my son went to camp, he went 1 year for a week. His sister, there was a boys' camp on one side of a pond and a girls' camp on the other side. Megan had gone to the girls' camp, loved it. Brendan went. He, when he got home, when I went to pick him up, he stunk. He wouldn't take a shower. He wouldn't go to the bathroom or into the shower room or any place where someone might see. And I think he was 7, 8 years old at the time."
Mm-hmm.
It's really, you know, because that's, you know, sometimes they don't like this sort of thing when they're younger. And so I wonder if you want to try this with your children, if they're of age. And I guess of age, at what age should you have responsibility? Do you remember the first time you were given a chore to do by Ma and Pa Kettle there?
I don't remember, because a lot of the chores were a little bit simple. Make your bed, make sure if you have dishes upstairs, bring them down. Don't have too many shoes down by the door. Take your shoes up, kind of stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But I think any age can have chores. Mac is 2.5 and he has chores. He has to help clean his.
What does he do?
Yeah. He has to help clean his toys up. If he's playing with something and he wants to move on to something else, we have to clean up the toys that we're currently playing with and then go to other things. It doesn't happen every time because, again, he's 2.5. But he does do that. He has the chore of helping if I'm making something and he can help me with that, like cutting up the butter or cracking an egg or something. But, yeah, I think it's just age appropriate, but any age can have chores.
Yeah, I think that's it's responsibility. It's about understanding responsibility as much as anything else and taking responsibility, which if you teach youngsters the value of responsibility, then, you know, that's a good deal, frankly. It's a very good deal. Okay, another name in the news is Eric Kilburn. Eric Kilburn is a youngster who has 20, his shoe size is 23. All right? They don't actually make most of the major shoe manufacturers do not make a size 23 shoe. So apparently, the opportunity came for somebody. This guy's a sophomore in high school, right, in Michigan?
Mm-hmm.
Sophomore.
It's very
young. Size 23 shoe.
He is so tall. He's 6'10". Uh-huh. He was wearing a size 22 shoe, which was too small, and so he was having feet problems. And nobody makes a size this big, so you have to do special order. And a pair costs over $1,000. They started this GoFundMe. I think an aunt started this GoFundMe for him just to just like $3,500 enough to buy two pairs of shoes. That's all they were looking for. And it, the whole thing went viral to the point where big name companies started donating shoes. And the problem is they can't donate him directly to this teen because of those different legalities of high school students being kind of like paid to play kind of situation. So they donated it to the school. And then the school gifted it to the team.
So Shaquille O'Neal gets in on the act. Every time he finds somebody like this, he will work to find him shoes or whatever it is. He has Reebok as a sponsor. So apparently they're hoping to come up with a size 20. Shaq wears a 22, so they can't be made on the they're not on the rack either. And you know what they – am I crude by referring to the size of one's feet or one's hands, what that means in a man? Is that crude?
What's it mean, Doug? I'm not familiar with this. Please elaborate.
Yes, you are. James, do you know to which I am referring?
No.
Item. Okay, good. Well, that's refreshing. Mm. Jay will fill you in during the next commercial.
I don't know. You're going to have to tell us.
Oh, yes. Okay. Well, I can do that quickly, but I'm not doing it on the air. It has to. Well, I can probably allude to it this way. Let's see how the people are now, because they know where I'm going with this. They're eager to see how I get out of it because I've just kind of stuck, if you'll pardon the pun, my foot in my mouth. But it has to do with one of your appendages.
Which How's one?
That? The one that's that's important if you want to reproduce. How's that? That good? It's the reproductive side of things. You get that now, James? You okay? Maybe I should find out what size shoe he wears.
Oh,
James.
Okay.
Oh, what? HR.
No, we're
HR.
Good. We're good. Oh, we're cutting it off. We can't do that. We're cutting it off.
All right.
Hard stop.
HR.
This report is sponsored by Facebook. Since the beginning of the spread of COVID-19 and social distancing, people have turned to Facebook to connect with and take action to help their communities. To make it as easy as possible for people to support one another, Facebook is launching Community Help, a destination for people to help their neighbors most impacted by COVID-19. There, people can request or offer help in their community, such as delivering groceries to elderly neighbors or volunteering to distribute food through local food banks and donate to fundraisers. Emily Dalton Smith is the Director of Social Impact Product at Facebook.
We're seeing people who are the most vulnerable are at the front lines of the epidemic using Facebook to get help and support with urgent needs. With Community Help, we're making it easier for everyone to be able to offer and request help.
Access Community Help at facebook.com/COVID support. That's facebook.com/COVID support.
With Father's Day right around the corner, what do you give the man who has everything? That's pretty easy. You give him an experience he'll never forget. You give him Omaha Steaks. Just head over to omahasteaks.com, omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code 30DUG, that's 30DOUG, and get $30 off qualifying orders. Choose from a variety of mouthwatering packages, bacon-wrapped filet mignon, gourmet grillables like the air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, hamburgers, jumbo franks, and all of Dad's favorites. I'm getting hungry just talking about this. Don't forget, to save room for dessert, their caramel apple tartlets are my favorite. So again, visit omahasteaks.com and use the promo code 30DUG. That's 30DUG. When you place your order today, get $30 off your qualifying order. Minimum order is required. See site for details.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-284-9275. That's 800-284-9275.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
What better way to enjoy than get out and have some fun? Take a good walk with your dog, your pet. I don't know. You can't take a cat. Warren Eckstein from the Pet Show. You ever take cats out on a walk? Who takes cats out?
Of course.
Really?
All of the cats I've lived with walked on a leash and harness. And in fact,
really?
I would say a percentage of my listeners have taught their dogs, their cats rather, to walk on a leash and harness.
Okay. Well, good for them. Somebody sent me a question. Listen, what do you want me to, where do we go with that conversation? When pets die, how are their remains handled? This is something I read. This is L.A. Magazine, coming back from L.A. The last time when I was out there for the Gracies a couple of weeks ago. I grabbed the L.A. The L.A. Magazine, I was always interested. So there's a section, you probably know this section, written by Chris Lamag, and I think that's probably short for L.A. Mag, but I like the name Chris Lamag. How about that? Anyway, when pets die in L.A., how do their remains get handled? And so I thought that was an interesting question, not just for L.A., but in general. What happens to a pet? Do they get buried in cemeteries? I know that there's a part of a pet cemetery on Forest Lawn, isn't there? Don't I remember that somewhere out there?
I'm not sure there's one at Forest Lawn, but, you know, it's interesting. It's an interesting topic because it depends on your relationship with your pet. Some people consider this their dog or this their cat, where someone like you or someone like myself, this is my family member that has four legs.
So I have Charlotte's remains, her ashes, in the nightstand by my bed.
I have right now, alongside my desk, I have the ashes of several of my pets, and in my night table upstairs where I sleep is my collar. It's not my collar, but a collar from the first dog I ever lived with, Smokey. So, you know, it depends.
I have Charlotte's collar. Yes. I have her on that night post, that side of the bed by where the ashes are. I have her collar, and I have her leash.
Well, let me throw something at you, okay? And I talked about this on my show. Are there times when you're by yourself that all of a sudden you smell Charlotte or a dog or a cat? It happens to me.
That's very interesting you ask that question. I was changing the sheets the other day on my bed. Isn't it funny? This is like synchronicity with my friend Uri Geller. The same sort of thing thinking about what it is that what is there about that odor, if that's what it is, or that not fragrance, but the smell, the scent. Maybe that's the better word for it. That is part of. And you know what? It may come from the leash and the collar that I have hanging on the bed.
You know, call me eccentric and get online, but I think it's in the brain. I think that there are certain smells that you live with that make you feel good, that make you calm and comfortable. For some people, it's a certain smell on a candle. Some people, it's a different smell. For me, there are times, and I can't explain it, but there are times I might be sitting around or writing my show, or I'm putting a thing together in terms of whether dogs are wagging their tail left or right, what that means. But the bottom line is sometimes that smell will just come into my mind, and sometimes a tear will come out of my eye, or sometimes a smile thinking of something stupid that they did.
Yep.
I think people don't talk about it, but I think people's memories of their pet vary from scent to sound. Some people say they hear their dogs.
I think I thought at first after Charlotte died in 2015, I'd had her for almost 15 years, the urge to not have another bulldog. I was with somebody at the time, and we adopted a Staffordshire. Great, great, wonderful, wonderful dog. And then she and I went our separate ways, so I got Daisy. I thought at first I didn't really know that I wanted to have another bulldog, but I am so happy to have this dog. She is so wonderful. She's different than Charlotte, but yet she reminds me of Charlotte in a very good way. And the love, I just love, love, love this little girl.
Part of a dog is what's the input from their guardian. And so, of course, she's going to be very similar to Charlotte. My dogs will have similar traits because it's the way I treat them. So there are certain reactions I get from them. I just think that you never, ever, ever, you know, you may forget certain people in your life, but for some reason, they're so imprinted in our brain that we just, for most people, they're just with us our whole lives. I mean, I can still remember almost, and listen, I've had as many as 60 dogs, 30 cats, 22 rabbits, 6 chickens, 6 ducks, and 2 pet pigs all at one time. Up in Cobleskill. And I can remember every single one of them, and I buried every single one of them myself.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you that for cows, the cows I've had over the years, there are some I've been very close to, and I am now, and they certainly hold that place, not the same place that Charlotte did and Daisy does, but still there's a closeness there. The human-animal connection and the bond. It's a fabulous thing to celebrate, and we do it every week with Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show here on Good Day. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. 2 free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now. With 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Laura Winters. It is March 31st, Easter Sunday, Mass being held at the Vatican in Rome.
The outpouring of grief for this young man is real and it is raw. When you see the photos of him with his wife and young son, our hearts break.
That is New York City Mayor Democrat Eric Adams.
Today we mourn the tragic death of one of our own, police officer Jonathan Dillard, the husband to Stephanie, the father to young Ryan, hero to all New Yorkers. And all Americans.
Thousands of police officers from across the country and Canada at the funeral Saturday for fallen New York City police officer Jonathan Diller in Massapequa, New York. He was 31 and on the force just 3 years. Officer Diller shot and killed during a routine traffic stop in Queens by a career criminal, a man with a long rap sheet, 21.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The Good Day program proudly heralds what it takes to speak visually. We have stories on everybody. It's got a story on top of a story. So the best material I find every day on the program is the material that makes something in your head go, that matters. Things that matter here on Good Day. Here's the guy in the one of the roughest parts of Los Angeles. See, this is what, if Jennifer Horn were here, she'd be talking about this because she did it on her program. And this is a great conversation to be having, but we get lost in all this other stuff. This isn't a criticism. It just is. There's a lot more going on in this big, wide world of ours. The guy who owned a convenience store happened to be a Sikh, and he was robbed. Guy comes into the store with a gun, and so this guy goes after the robber, beats him over the head with a stick. He keeps him from robbing his store, and yet the guy who owns the store is in trouble instead of the guy who came in with a gun that was going to rob him. What kind of a world looks at stuff like that? And why isn't everybody talking about that? The fact that he was a Sikh seems to enter into it in some way, shape, or form.
Do you really mean what you just said?
Which
everybody in the world talking about that? Can you imagine if today all people talked about was the Sikh who... hit the guy over the head as he was running from the store as opposed to as he was entering the store.
Yeah.
Yes, the great Sikh cover-up. No, but I get your point. But, but we're going to change. You know, you've inspired me.
Yeah,
by Trump's indictment for trying to overturn the government of the United States is, we're not talking about that. Let's talk about the Sikh robbery.
Well, how much more stuff can we say about Trump?
It isn't redundant. He's the gift problem that keeps on giving. The man doesn't stop.
But what's new? It's the same stuff. He says the same things all the time.
We're still talking about the Civil War, and people still celebrate Christmas. I mean, look at it. Some things go on for a very long time. That is not meant to be derogatory.
Hold on a second. Do you realize how fabulous that statement was you just made? Go back to that again.
I don't know if I want to. You either got it, folks, or you didn't, you know?
Yeah, that was fabulous. That's a gemstone. James, make a copy of that for eternity. Will you please? That was a great Michaelism. Yeah, that was fabulous, man. That made the whole show worthwhile today. All right, here's, speaking of children, a 12-year-old brightening the lives of children who are in foster care. The story of Amelia Liswell was told that she was too young to volunteer for something, so she decided to make a difference all by herself. She lives down in Benton, Arkansas. That's the home of Walmart, I think, if I'm not mistaken. She launched her own nonprofit called Lislo's Lights a couple of years ago, donating 500 nightlights to children in a foster care home, or I guess a number of foster system. Yeah, right. She has expanded to all 50 states and 9 different countries, funds to distribute 15,000 nightlights. Who would have thought? You know, when you think about a nightlight, is that consequential? But children, I know when I remember having nightlights for my children. I remember having nightlights for myself. Did you have nightlights? Do you have them now for Mac?
Yeah, we do. Especially like, what are those? The salt lamps where you can turn them down a little bit.
Yeah.
Love those. And there's also a comfort to it. And these kids who are in the foster system, comfort is everything. Having some kind of something for yourself too. And this 12-year-old, my word, to be told that she cannot do something, to be told she's too young to do something. And she's like, watch me.
Yep. Right. Don't you love, you want to make sure you encourage that sort of thing in people and not discourage it. But it happens all the time. Parents would say something like, you need to know your place. Yeah. Okay. My place is to do.
What does that teach?
Yeah. It teaches you to stay a coward and not stick your neck out or not do things. I think her mother says she's so proud of her. She should be. She hopes to give away at least 2,500 more lights this year. She grew up volunteering with her mother, who encouraged her daughter to find something you're good at and use it to make the world a better place. And
I love
this
that.
This kid has done that for sure. She gets help from some of her friends, apparently, as well. Now she's inspired others. She's now in the 6th grade. She inspires other youngsters to work with her to do the same thing. And volunteers in a local food bank as well, and nursing homes. Wow. Mm-hmm. This is what it's about. Yes, hello.
Talk about leading by example.
Leadership.
Children of this age, we pay attention to our peers. They pay attention to their peers. I remember being younger, and what my peers were doing meant more to me than what the adults were doing. The adults just didn't understand things. And to have a peer like this setting such a good example.
How do we lose that? As adults, where does that go? How do we have it sort of drilled out of it? Do we have to conform to feel like we fit in? Is that it? I don't understand where that spirit. I've always had it. Maybe that's why I'm considered an outcast by a lot of people. I think I'm strange. What's going on with Stefan today? Oh, you know, he's down on that farm, and you know, nobody else knows what's going on. It's
perception, perspective. Well, but that's one of those things.
Yeah.
Somebody's opinion of you, and not just you personally, Doug, just any you out there, someone's opinion of you has less to do with you and more to do with them, because we see things as we are, not as they are.
Yeah.
And also, other people's opinions of us aren't our business anyway.
Mm-hmm. No. Yeah, and who cares what somebody else thinks about you? Mm-hmm. If you're going to work your way through all of that, I think you need to have yourself
Dad,
yeah,
your head examined.
The only
Thank
constant
you.
In your life is you.
Yep. There's a fellow who returned a lost wallet to a grandmother, and what has happened because of that. This fellow's name is Devontae Johnson, 19 years of age. He didn't have to go out of his way to return a lost wallet to its owner, somebody who was a stranger. He did. He went out of his way, returned the wallet to Dee Harkenrider of Wynn, Arkansas. She had unknowingly left her wallet in a Walmart, in a shopping cart. And so, anyway, he said he felt like, or she said that she felt like he was an angel of God. They have stayed in touch since this random act of kindness. Apparently, they're going to church together. She's the grandmother of seven. She brought Mr. Johnson and his mother over to the house for lunch. This is this kind of a fun, nice, sweet thing that you'd like to see a lot more of, frankly. I would like to see a lot more of this sort of thing. What a sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, sweet.
Just a genuine, genuine kindness that developed into this organic relationship.
Yep. Acts of kindness, if you will. Okay. Here's some good news. An ocean cleanup nonprofit has received a check for $25 million from the co-founder of Airbnb, $25 million to support the ocean cleanup nonprofit. Ocean cleanup nonprofit. They're deploying the largest plastic capture system ever developed. I think we talked about the system last week. Didn't we describe it? How this is what it does and how it works. And it is so important to clean up this. See, I'm not I get frustrated because people put labels on you. You know how it works. And with me, it's very hard to put labels on me because I don't think the same. I don't think in this box. I don't think because I'm a Republican, I should be thinking this way, or I'm a Democrat, I shouldn't think that way, or I'm a Christian, I should think this way, or I'm a Jew, I should think that way, or I'm black, I should think this way. It's not the way my mind works. I think about the particular circumstance. I am disgusted when I look around in my circumstances and then look at the greater, the world circumstances where there was such garbage everywhere, the amount of plastic that's in the ocean, that's along the street, it's disgusting.
It is. It really is.
It is. What we're doing to this beautiful planet that will survive, but we may not because of how we're destroying it for ourselves. So anyway, this is a pilot system created by the Ocean Cleanup Group, and they're trying to, because with the $25 million, they'll be able to scale it up. It is, according to most experts, this is the reason the guy gave him the $25 million, because it's the most effective ocean cleaning system ever developed. And it's like a net that's about a mile across. And there are three boats that will allow it to operate around the clock. And so they're going to start, I guess, in Europe, right? This is a Dutch company. I think that they're going to be starting over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They've
been working on a patch located between California and Hawaii for a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. But it's just what these ocean liners get away with in terms of just dumping garbage into the ocean is why are the environmentalists so concerned about gas that comes out of the back end of a cow, but they aren't concerned about all this crap that gets thrown out of all these. I love these ads when you're looking around. Here is your personal cruise consultant, and you can get on a ship, the Norwegian Cruise Line, and go to sea and look over the side of the boat and watch all the rubbish and trash and poop and everything else get pushed out onto the ocean. It's disgusting. So anyway, I guess the good news here is these guys get $25 million. Who knew? You know, it's the Airbnb thing. What a phenomenon. This is something else. You know, you go from one conversation to another if you have an imaginative mind. And I've always had. Sometimes your father says to me when we have our meetings, well, you went from one thing to another and there was nothing. There was no, you didn't even take a breath. Well, because that's kind of the way my mind works. So follow along, folks. Here we go.
Hold on tight.
Hold on. Airbnb was, this is a company that's like 25, I don't even think it's 25 years old, but it's something like that. And it reminds me of Uber, or because it was the same thing. It's a software company that owns nothing. They just have a software program, and this, whoever this guy, there are two guys that put this together, they, his name is Joe Gebbia, G-E-B-B-I-A. He's one of the two founders. How they came up with this, but they're so smart, although I think Airbnb is kind of, has it gone beyond its prime? Because there are a lot of problems, apparently, with Airbnb stuff these days.
Yeah, it definitely seems like there's an ebb and flow. Like, it started to get pretty rough, and then it got a little bit better.
Yeah. Well, anyway, but it was, it's a, you know, it's like with Uber, it's $5 billion, $6 billion company based on software, Airbnb, the same thing. So this guy easily had 25 mil, but good for him to give it to somebody that, some company that can really use it. I think it's a fabulous idea, frankly. And but what would be a better idea would be that we didn't do this in the first place, right? Mm-hmm. That would be the best idea.
Here, here.
If we didn't do that. But we seem to be, people throw butts out the window of the car smoking, right? Is there anything more disgusting than
everything out of their cars?
Oh, get a! What's the matter with you? What do you? What could you be thinking? You selfish SOBs! Don't throw stuff out. Have a little bag. A good example for your children. Set a bag up in the front and put your waste in there.
Yeah, exactly.
Please think, as it were. 18 after. This is Good Day.
With Progressive Snapshot, you could save on auto insurance rates by driving safely, which is great because you're rarely rewarded for just being you. Ever get rewarded for being left-handed? No. You get to use weird scissors. Your reward for being a Capricorn? Cold birthdays that conflict with the holidays. And your reward for quickly responding to every work email? More emails. But with Snapshot, even left-handed Capricorns with proper email etiquette could get rewarded for good driving. So download the Progressive app today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states or from all agents.
Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. And you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
I need a tax preparer. How should I choose one?
Using a paid tax preparer this year? Before paying someone to do your taxes, make sure they're qualified. Ask about their fees, experience, and training. Check with a Better Business Bureau. Avoid anyone who promises a higher refund. And review your tax return before you sign it. And make sure your preparer signs it too. For more tips, visit IRS.gov and search Choosing a Preparer.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
We're ready to get to work here, literally and figuratively, on the Friday Good Day program, because weekend opportunities for fixing up things around the house as the weather gets better. We encourage you to listen carefully to Tom Kreitler, who is not only the co-host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio program, it's heard on many of the same stations that carry the Good Day program, but also all the things that he has available to help you out with the podcasts and the newsletter, that sort of thing. And they always have little kibitzing conversations here about some of the things from the trade.
Conversations.
Yes, conversations. So from the Q&A department, one of our listeners named John has written to have me ask Tom about what happens. He's got cold water problems. He says whenever it's running, there's a pulsation in the water pressure and the pipes shake.
Right.
He says it's just started. So what the heck causes that?
Water hammer. Basically, you have the energy of all the water, which is very heavy. Remember, water is 8 pounds a gallon. And if your pipes are loose because they're not secured to the framing of the house, as that water runs through the pipes start to vibrate, they start to move, they start to shake, and sometimes they start to bang when you turn the water off because right. they have all that water moving forward, and it's kind of hitting a wall, right? Yep. So the solution here, John, is for you to find all the places in your house where the plumbing is attached to the framing and then secure it better. There are simple little brackets that hold a copper pipe to a 2x4 or to a 2x10 or whatever, whichever way it's being run. But wherever you can access it, you want to secure those pipes because you're going to find that there are some loose ones, and that's what's causing this problem. It's pretty straightforward.
Bang,
in the
bang,
worst
bang.
Case scenario, there's actually something called a water hammer arrestor, Doug, which is basically a shock absorber for your plumbing system.
Really? I've never heard of that before.
Yeah.
How does it work?
Well, basically, think about it. Think of the way a shock absorber works, right? So
when
the car bounces over a bump, it absorbs that bump and then it lessens it, right? So it doesn't keep happening again and again and again. And that's what a water hammer arrestor does. And old-fashioned plumbers actually made these by using loops of pipe with nothing but air inside them. And the air would be the cushion itself. But today we have devices that do that.
Now, where else, ladies and gentlemen, can you hear that kind of insight into why your pipes go bang, bang, bang against the wall? There it is. All right, so a couple of things here that are sort of business-related. I noticed that Home Depot has bought a material provider called SRS Distribution, $18 billion. This is the largest purchase in Home Depot's history. You know, they try, as other big outfits do, to bring in, if they do business with somebody and they spend a lot of money with them, well, why not own them, right? I mean, that's kind of what this is all about. I don't know. Materials provider is a broad... I was thinking of you yesterday. I'm driving along the highway in Maui, and there's a truck beside me that is it's a company, yada yada, and what it does is supply contractors with the materials just for the foundation. Right. I never heard of anybody. Are there a lot of these kind of outfits around that specialize?
I think SRS
that
is a big material supply company that focuses on builders and. Yeah. Commercial construction. So it's an area of business that Home Depot, I mean, certainly the commercial construction side of it, it's probably an area that they've not had as much attention paid to. And so they're trying to expand. We've seen these types of acquisitions over the years.
Yeah.
But, of course, this is a super big one.
All right. Money Pit podcast this week, focusing on the risks of hiring an uninsured contractor.
Yeah.
This sounds like a real dirty worm here. Give us more on that.
Yeah, you have to. If you're going to hire a contractor, you have to ask for their insurance to make sure they have workman's comp insurance, because if somebody gets hurt on your property, that contractor or that subcontractor could sue you as the homeowner, mm-hmm. even though you have little to do with this the job at this point. If they're injured performing your job, then you're at risk. So that's why you want to make sure they have insurance. Now, I always recommend that you get a copy of that insurance and you call the insurance company to make sure it's valid, because some less reputable contractors will get the insurance and then cancel it and keep the certificate.
Yeah, right, exactly. Then that's an old scam, man.
Yeah.
That's an easy scam. All right. One of the things in the newsletter this week, moneypit.com/newsletter, is a focus on heavy rain and the way to protect your basement. You're going to get more 4 inches here in California where I am this weekend.
Yeah.
So what's the story behind that?
Well, it all comes down to water management, right? You've got to have gutters that are properly sized for the house. They've got to discharge that water well away from the foundation. The gutter guys, when they come and they put gutters in, they usually turn them out about a foot at the bottom of the leader, and they stick a splash block in there, and that's it. And the water pools there, goes back into the basement. But you've got to keep those gutters clean. Another thing you can do is use larger gutters, the 6-inch size gutters instead of the 5.
Right.
I put them on my house, Doug. Yeah. The last time I cleaned my gutters was 2014.
Yeah, I have to keep that in mind.
Because the spouts are so big,
yeah,
they pass all the leaves right through it. You don't need guards.
Tom Kreitner. Kreitner, good Doug. Kreitner from the Money Day.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.